The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Yeah, you mentioned the jersey. I brought up in a Marshall jersey the other day. I had blood all over it.
Make me come alive, come on and turn me on. Touch me, save my life, come on and turn me on. I'm so young to die, come on and turn me on. Turn me on, turn me on, turn me on, turn me on.
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. Episode 5, recorded on March 24, 2012. Welcome. We have a lot of sports to get into. A lot of transactions happened this past week. Poncho, are you excited about some of these moves?
The baby Ponch just dropped out of the womb for show number 5, Tools. Hopefully you didn't get messy. What are we talking about? Let's get to it.
First off, Eagles, they answered our prayers, or did they? We were begging for them to get a middle linebacker in free agency. We were begging for them to go out and do something ballsy. They went out and did something. Not 100% sure if I'm sold on it. Second thing we got to talk about is Chase Utley possible retirement. I mean, how, when you just hear that word, does that just not break your heart? I mean,
ouch.
We were raised on this guy. His first at bat or second at bat was a grand slam. Could it be over? Third thing we're going to talk about in this segment is Sixers. Is Doug Collins really this coach that everybody's making him out to be? He gets the 400th win. And guess what? Will Smith introduces him. I'm going to touch on that later in the Philly Flub. But Poncho, talk to me. Was this middle linebacker deal a good deal?
DeMeco Ryans. Tools, this could be just what this defense needs. A vocal leader. We haven't had that in so long since Brian Dawkins. Physically, if he's up to par, just what we need in that second level of the defense. I am all flowers about this move. Only gave up a fourth round pick, Tools. That's like back in the day when you would trade away your entire lunch for a little carton of milk to the bully, and then he'd still beat you up. This is looking like a good deal for us. Unfortunately, Tools, don't get too excited squeaking over there. This could be damaged goods. This guy's coming off a recent season-ending injury. If he's healthy, though, win-win. Tools.
Two positive things I'm going to take from this deal. I'm not going to listen to the media. I'm not going to listen to the Eagles propaganda. I'm listening to Twitter. And if you listen to his teammates, they are furious that he is gone. They are saying he is the heart and soul of this team. They are not happy with the Texans. If you just, that right there tells me that the players, the boots on the ground, they know that this guy's a good guy.
Number two, the
Joe Banner special. They are only committed to this guy's contract to 2012. If it doesn't work out, they're off scot-free.
Yep, you're right on point. You can tell a lot about a player by what his ex-teammates say about him. Take Brizgalov, for example. When he came to the Flyers, Phoenix was not too happy about the way he was out there. They were more or less happy to see him go. So polar opposite here with DeMeco Ryans. Everybody in Houston seems to be upset that he's gone. But this isn't going to be the only move here, Tools, that we make to address linebacker.
Wow, what are you thinking, draft?
Tools, yeah. I mean, you're a genius, but it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Linebacker, there are a few in the draft. Right now I'm looking at Dont'a Hightower from Alabama. But sticking with our guns, we took a lot of slack for saying last week they would take a quarterback with their first pick. I'm still there. I'm still on board with that. Brandon Tweeden from Oklahoma State. Nick Foles from Arizona, possibly another one. Second, third round type guys. I see him fitting in for the Eagles. We said it first, Tools. We are the bearers of all news Philly sports, and we're pretty good at it. So keep those three in mind, Tools.
So not only do we make predictions, we're dropping names, and we're going to want everybody to watch it, and then we'll give you that we told you so. Okay.
I know you've been working out a lot. Areas are big on you, so you'll be standing up at the studio when people show up.
Thank you. Okay, the R word nowadays is not politically correct. People don't want us to use it, but are we going to start using the R word retirement for Chase Utley?
Don't. Tools, I was having a great morning. I'm into my third Jameson, and then you had to do that to me. Tools, don't go that far yet. However, reason for concern. Nobody comes to spring training and then leaves the state for a specialist 3 weeks before opening day if they're in great shape. I'm wondering how the Phils missed this, how this wasn't on their radar. They must have just been content with Chase sitting at home, shoving it into that wife every now and again, because he obviously wasn't working out and seeing his physical capabilities. It's more of a case, in my mind, he came to spring, all of a sudden he realizes, hey, I can't go. Tools, that's not good enough for me.
I mean, Ruben Amaro Jr., you pick up people better than any other GM when it's the end of the trade deadline. But with your head in the sand, are you pulling the ostrich? I mean, how do you not know that his knee is bum? And how do you not have more replacements in the infield?
The ostrich move, typical for a young Tools, hiding his head in shame after the female shoots him down. So you'd know better than anybody, but I agree with you. I think that's exactly what this sounds like here. You love Galvis. You brought roses to the studio today and started touching me and patting me about Galvis. Split squad competition, Tools. Don't get too excited. He looks like a prospect, but he's not ready to start.
So you're not sold on Galvis?
Not yet. I mean, Tools, are you seeing who they're playing here? Are you taking a look? This is split squad competition in a lot of cases. Let me just put something in your mind here. He hasn't hit above 240, even in the minors, other than last year. That is scary. Don't get excited yet. Don't go sending cupcakes and pound cake, Tools. You don't need to jump the gun yet. This kid is not proven.
Scary number there. Okay, let's go to the Sixers. Doug Collins had a historic 400 win this week. Everybody's fired up. He's the best coach since, you know, sliced bread. Are you sold on Doug Collins as a coach? Is he burying players? Is Drew Holiday digressing under Doug Collins? Is Evan Turner not the player he should be under Doug Collins? What's your opinion?
Not ready to set Doug Collins off for sale yet, but he's not working with the best hand here, Tools. Iguodala, Drew Holiday, Evan Turner, three players that I think are NBA players. They're legit. However, they don't fit. Evan Turner needs the ball. Drew Holiday needs the ball. That's the way they work best. So Collins is trying to fight with that, and that's why you're seeing Evan with low minutes one night, and the next minute he's all over the court. He's not sure what to do yet, and you can't blame him for that. These three don't exactly gel together, so I'm not ready to get rid of Doug Collins yet. I think he's a great coach. He gets these guys ready to play on most nights, and in Philly, that's really what we need.
Well, something else we're going to get into a little later in the Phillies flub is, okay, so Doug Collins gets 400 wins, and all of a sudden at the podium at the press conference is Will Smith. Don't understand it. I'll talk a little bit about that later. But what about the big win against Boston? I mean, is this a type of win that propels you to play down the stretch here, that they can win a couple more games down the stretch, win the division?
It's just one of those cases where we're kept hanging again. If you remember a few weeks ago, Evan Turner, the emergence of him and those few games they put together for wins, I thought they were in dire straits, to be honest with you, Tools, going into this Boston game after the Knicks loss. And I don't think the Knicks are that good. I know you have your Lynn jersey on today. I saw you had it on last night, too, Tools. Run it through the wash, delicate cycle. It'll be fine. But I was a little worried going into the Boston game, but to see the way they reacted and to put a pound into them after falling behind, I'm still on board, Tools. I'm not jumping off totally yet. My life jacket is right next to me, but I'm not jumping ship yet.
Speaking of pounds, let's look to get to our caller of the week, the House. And this guy, he has a couple pounds. Are you ready to talk to the House? He wants to confront us about our prediction of the Eagles taking a quarterback.
The guy hasn't missed a breakfast since his jaw was wired shut after that unicycle accident back in 89. Tools, everybody's going to love this fella. He's a hard hitter. Bring him on.
Okay, let's get to him.
Caller.
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 Caller of the week.
Caller of the week.
Caller of the week.
Caller of the week.
And welcome back to the next segment of the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. We have our caller of the week here. I'd like to welcome the House. Poncho, what do you have to say?
He is here. Halfway House. What's cracking, Lunchbox?
All right, guys. Let's get to the point.
You guys, last week you called me. You called out because the Eagles are going to take a pick of the first pick of the draft at quarterback. This is ridiculous. You guys are clueless on sports in Philadelphia. You guys are terrible. You know, there's no way the Eagles take a quarterback with the first pick of the draft.
Whoa. Let me just slow you down here real quick, the house. We appreciate your criticism, calling us up and questioning our choices. So let me get this straight. You feel that our prediction that the first pick, not necessarily in the first round, but the first pick by the Eagles will be a quarterback. You feel that is way off.
Oh, that's like taking a, you know, going to the bathroom and flushing it down the toilet. That's terrible.
Wow, the house. You are spilling over at the brim, brother. Let's rein you in. Why don't you tell us who they're going to take with their first pick then?
They're going to take the best player available with the first pick. They're going to be like the Giants. They're going to not miss on the Jason Pierre-Pauls anymore. They're going to take the best player available in the draft. They're here to win now. Andy Reid is the guy. He was in charge. This is his last hurrah. He's not wasting it on a quarterback.
Wow. What else did you see in your dream last night, House? Oh, my goodness. If Andy Reid was that smart, we would all be happy. We would all be happy. But boy, I wish I had that kind of confidence in him, House.
Okay, I'm 33 years old. Andy Reid's been a guy 10 straight years of winning football. You know, they didn't win last year. They were 8-8 last year. You know, terrible. The Eagles, you know, this is the best. We can go back to the Kotite days. Go back to the Buddy Ryan days when they didn't do anything. Like, this is the best era of football ever in my lifetime for the Philadelphia Eagles. We're not going to waste it on a freaking quarterback.
Okay, I like your passion, and I love that you are this into the Eagles, and this is why we bring him on here. This is why the house is here. He wants to rip us. That's fine. Mm. But offense or defense, you think it's the best player on the board. So you're telling me if the running back's the best player on the board, they're taking a running back. If a wide receiver's best player, no way. They're going defense, and it's going to be a bad pick. What do you think?
So now you're going to change your mind because I'm here and you're changing your opinion on quarterback and you're going to take defense. You're going to jump all over the place here. You are so sold on quarterback. Now you're going to sit here and tell me it's defensive player.
House, Tools had at least 3 margaritas last night. Let me speak my piece. Quarterback's where we're going. I'm going to throw 2 names out. I promised on the Twitter feed at The Voice Poncho I would give everyone 2 picks, 2 names. Brandon Tweeden and Nick Foles, 2 quarterbacks. Tweeden, Oklahoma State. Foles, Arizona. He's a bit of a dark horse, but keep those 2 in mind. We told you first.
All right. Now, House, you also brought up on Twitter there's a few other things you'd like to confront us about. Well, why don't you just get it off your chest?
Well, listen here. This is a Philadelphia sports radio show, okay? And you don't ever mention the best thing in Philadelphia right now, which is the Flyers. There's 10 games left in the season. They're battling for a playoff spot, and you harp on the Sixers? Are you kidding me? Nobody cares about the NBA anymore. There is 8 good teams in the NBA, and there's only 2 in the Eastern Conference.
Great.
Bottom line.
Great point, House. You're losing your voice. You're all fired up. I couldn't agree with them more, though, Tools. This guy's right on point. Let's talk about the Flyers. Unbelievable that we've remissed from talking about them. We're about 2 weeks away from getting to the playoffs. House of Pain, what's going to happen in the playoffs? I got a feeling you're going to be more optimistic than me, but lay it on us deep.
The Flyers are a very deep team, and they're playing very well. They have a goalie that, you know, has got his mind back. He's got the confidence of whatever it is, whether it's the fact that there's no big leader in front of him. They went and got bigger defensemen. The fact that the guy is playing with emotion, and he's playing, he was the player of the week 2 weeks in a row in hockey. It hasn't happened in 3 years. The guy's absolutely playing amazing. Can he lose his mind in the playoffs? Absolutely. I'm a realist. The Flyers haven't proven anything. They're young, but they're better to talk about than the Sixers.
Okay, speaking of Flyers, who's your MVP?
MVP is Claude Giroux. The guy's, you know, second in the NHL in scoring. He's leading the team in assists, and he's a dazzler out there. He dazzles the fans. He dazzles his teammates. He's amazing.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't go Hartnell.
Scott Hartnell is great. He's the heart of a city. He's the heart of the team. He'll fight you. He'll bite you. It don't matter. He'll get you.
Okay, so the house was disappointed with us talking about too much Sixers and not touching on Flyers. That's a legitimate concern. Another thing that happened today that I want to get into you in our short time period that we have with you here is, what do you think about Ryan Madsen? Rumor tomorrow, supposedly reneged on a $44 million offer. Madsen now tore a ligament. He needs Tommy John surgery. What's your thoughts?
Well, the fact of the matter is, Ruben Amaro has never disappointed us. You guys sit down here, you worry about Chase Utley, you talk about this, but Ryan Madsen, you know, he dug his own grave. He had a terrible agent out there getting him contracts.
Whoa, House, it's pretty obvious you didn't get two sausage links with your big breakfast this morning, but I think you're a little out of line attacking us. I got one question for you, if I could hit you real hard, right in the mouth. Papelbon, not only is he an upgrade on Madsen, tell me what he brings to this team now that we know what happened to Madsen.
What does Papelbon bring to this team? He pits in a similar city to Philadelphia as in Boston. Nowhere near as good. But he brings the winning attitude. He brings the fact that the best thing about it is he's going from American League to National League. So, you know, his pitches aren't as often seen. So for the first 2 years of his contract, he may be amazing. He may be great. He may be the Brad Lidge when he first came over from the Astros. You know, but let's face it. You know, we have a guy who's sturdy. He's big. He's a horse. He's like me. He's a horse.
Sturdy, big horse.
You are a horse, and you are a house. If you guys can only see the visual we see here, boy, this is a house.
Talk about putting it right on our plate. We ate every last lick. Tools.
Well, also, house. So you're Cole Hamels, right? You got a $120 million contract on the table. 5 years guaranteed pay. You're not signing it. You're thinking you're going to go into free agent. You see Ryan Madsen, who took the 1 year deal, lost the money. How will this injury affect Cole Hamels' negotiations?
It's not going to affect him at all. You know, the fact that Cole Hamels is a pretty boy. You know, he has hair in his face. You know, he should work at a salon for crying out loud. You know, the guy's great. You know, let's figure it out. Cole Hamels is going to go out there. He's going to pitch. He's going to get paid. Ryan Madsen still got paid. The Reds are still going to pay him his entire salary, and he's not going to earn a dime of it. Cole Hamels is still going to get paid. It's still a lot of money.
Well, I agree with you, but 8.5 instead of $44 million, I'm not a math genius, but there's a little difference there. I'm thinking Cole Hamels' deal's going to get done sooner rather than later. This is going to have to enter into his psyche. What do you think, Punch?
House, all I have to say, you mentioned pretty boy. I'm about 3 inches from tools right now. The kid just got out of the H&M sale. You should see him. You should see the comb over. My eyes are exploding with joy.
Thank you very much. Some people refer to it as the Ted Koppel. I like to think of it as the Beckham, but I appreciate your thought on my haircut, Poncho.
Yes, it's something. You should be in the studio looking at this.
Okay, House. Do you think that Andy Reid and the Eagles at all were serious about Peyton Manning?
No, Andy Reid is a loyal, loyal, loyal guy. He was loyal with Donovan McNabb. He didn't want to get rid of him. He's now loyal to Michael Vick. He would never, ever look Peyton Manning's way. Peyton Manning is not Philadelphia. Peyton Manning is definitely couldn't handle the city. His brother can barely even play in their city. So why would he even want to come here? Plus, Peyton Manning, why would he even entertain the idea of him playing his brother twice a year? Those two don't ever want to play one another. Andy Reid is 100% correct here in not wanting Peyton Manning and telling the Eagles, no way you're going to go after this guy. If you do, I quit.
House, I'm so happy you found your jar of meds. You're starting to make sense now. Everything you just said right on point. No way Peyton would even want to play his brother twice in a year. If the deal ever was on the table to come to Philly, I think that would have been a big point weighing on Peyton's mind. House, not only are you a looker, you're a thinker.
Well, House, we want to thank you very much for coming into this segment. We appreciate the constructive criticism. We're going to look to maybe discuss Flyers a little more. Is there anything else you want to get out there?
I'm just saying, you guys need to figure out what's going on here. You guys, you know, Philly sports fans, let's get rid of the Sixers. You know, if this is Pittsburgh, we wouldn't even talk about basketball. If this is Philadelphia sports, they're more passionate about college basketball in Philadelphia than they are the Sixers. You guys don't even mention any of that crap. You guys mentioned the Sixers and Doug Collins and Evan Turner. They're a bunch of prima donna basketball players. Get rid of them. Let's get rid of the Sixers, period.
Well, thank you very much, House. It's obvious to say he is not an NBA fan.
Huge Sixer fan. Thank you, House.
Well, thank you, everybody, for the Call of the Week segment. Time to wrap it up here. We're going to be doing our flub and our flavor of the week. You definitely want to stay tuned for this because I feel this could be a controversial subject that will be discussed throughout the week. Thank you very much. And we're back here for the final segment of the Voice Poncho Radio Show. Poncho, let's look at the bracket challenge. Give me the synopsis. What's going on?
first ever Voice Poncho Bracket Challenge with a haircut at stake. And Tools, you filled out two brackets in your own challenge. We've been over that. Still no excuse for that. But let's look at where you stand. Your one bracket, maybe the worst in the history of bracket pools. 52 points is the most you can get out of that bracket. 160 is going to win it. My blind goldfish could have made better picks than this. You had Long Beach State in the Elite Eight. Creighton in the Final Four. Florida State in the final. Unbelievable, Tools. Tell me what happened.
Well, thank you for not touching on that I had Missouri to win it all.
Spared you.
Well, it was just, I went with some dark horses. I was aggressive. I thought I'd be out of the box, and I was way out of the box. And one thing we know, it's tough for you to get in the box.
Typically, you are out of the box, Tools. But wow, I don't think you have a good reason for those picks. You just threw an insult at me. Let's just forget that. Move on, Tools. You got nothing to say for yourself.
Well, let's look at the person with the best possible score, who is always looking good and always looks good up top, Diane.
Yes, Diana Martin, up top with a heavy score. So she's looking good there.
Yeah, if Kentucky wins it all, she has a good chance to win the free haircut. Now, we have another thing we want to talk about that we want to throw out to the people out there. We want to get everybody's opinion on, what do we want to call it, the all uglies? Could you enlighten us on this, Poncho?
Ugliest Philadelphia sports players of all time. The all uglies. We're going to get to them right here, right now. First time ever introduced the official all uglies team. My first selection, got to be at the top of the list, Tools. Rod Brind'Amour, the former Philadelphia Flyer. There was a great story about Brind'Amour floating around the locker room when he was here. Great story about his birth, actually. It was an emotional scene in the delivery room. A lot of tears, a lot of crying. Now we know why. Looks like this guy was fed with a cricket bat when he was young. Holy hell, Tools. He's terrible. Looks like he's been sleeping with a garden tiller. You tell me what you think of Brind'Amour.
I think that maybe he's the reason they wrote that one Seinfeld episode where it was with the ugly baby.
Tools, give me a pick.
This is a no-brainer to me. When you think of ugly, just doesn't look natural, Tyrone Hill. Wow. Do you remember him? I mean, possibly, I thought that he might be an alien.
How could I forget that mug? He was a forward. He should have been playing backwards, though, Tools. Who wants to see that? Another very similar, Placido Polanco of the big head breed.
Yeah, what's up with his head? I mean, it's Woo! The biggest head I've ever seen in my life.
A lot of brain in there. It's coming out.
I know you're jealous of that. Ugh, disgusting. And before he left, the house wanted to leave us with one. What did the house want to leave us with?
House gave us a real special pick, a tribute-like pick, Manute Bol.
Yeah, Manute Bol, he did a lot of great for his people, whatever, but he was ugly as heck.
Oh, Tools, he's from Sudan. Manute, when you leave a starving third-world country and make millions of dollars, you can start eating a little bit. Come on, you don't have to be that true to your nation. Pick up a sandwich.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. He was a good guy, but he was ugly as sin. Okay, that's a good segment. So what we want you guys to do is hit us up on Twitter, hit us up on Facebook. Give us some of your all uglies from Philadelphia athletes. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you think. Mm-hmm. Now, it is time to get into a segment. I'm ready to get into the flavor flub of the week. I'm going to start it off because my flub, I'm pretty passionate about. Give us the flavor of the week there, Poncho.
Flavor of the week? I'm coming out right now. The big perm, Scotty Hartnell. This guy's great. He's making me happy this year. He's going to get 40 goals. We all thought he was just a goon. He's a goon and then some. Philadelphia Flyers will go as Scotty Hartnell goes. He could end up being a big-time factor in the playoffs.
Well, he is my Flyers MVP.
Mm-hmm. Flyers MVP. Flub. Tools, flub.
Flub of the week. I am going with Sixers media relation. Doug Collins last night won his 400th game as a coach. What a wonderful accomplishment. Excellent accomplishment. So I'm watching the press conference, and the person that is introducing Doug Collins is none other than Will Smith. Will Smith. What the heck is Will Smith introducing? If anybody, if you look on our Facebook, we posted a video of this. Will Smith looks jacked up. Looks high as a kite. All I can say is Will Smith, possible Tiger Woods. Let's stay away from him. And the last I checked, I thought he was an LA Lakers fan. Philadelphia 76ers media relations. I know you're trying hard. You're buying courts from Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game. You're doing everything you can to get fans back here. Do not use Will Smith as somebody who is going to introduce Doug Collins. Just terrible. Think about what you're doing.
Tolls, right on point with that flub. I'd have rather seen Carlton up there. I mean, who wanted to see Will Smith, especially a boozed up Will Smith, talking about Doug Collins? He's a Laker fan. I mean, come on, get real here, Tools. But you're right on with the pick. Great flub. Superb.
Okay. Well, we're about ready to wrap up the show here, Poncho.
Don't do it.
I know. It's another episode in the books. Can you tell our listeners, how can they interact with us? How can they find out about us?
Obviously, you're going to want to get to know more about us. Go to the website, thevoiceponcho.com. Everything's there. The Twitter feed, @thevoiceponcho. Anything you need, Philly Sports, Voice and Poncho have it covered. Get to that website. Tools, whew, another special show. You are really something. You're impacting my life.
Thank you, Poncho. Well, we're going to leave you guys with our voicemail segment of the week. Mm-hmm. The person we're going to leave you with is somebody that is very passionate about Tim Tebow, and he's passionate about what Tebow means to him. So, @SniffDog, he called in to the voice line, which you can get the numbers, get everything from our website, and he wanted to discuss how much of a inspiration Tebow is. So, everybody, we're going to leave you with this. Thank you very much. Tune in next week.
Pray. We'll see you next week.
Voice Poncho, calling regarding Tim Tebow. This is Sniff Dog. This is probably the best move ever for the Jets. Everyone's excited. This is probably one of the most historic moves ever. You talk about bringing in a David to slay Goliath. And, you know, the Jets are bringing in a guy that's like the most inspirational player ever. The worst part about this day is where all you hear is about Sean Payton. Who cares about Sean Payton? I think he should be suspended from the game. And then you bring in a winner like Tim Tebow. But the bigger story is the negative story, not the, you know, the forsaken one that was just thrown to the side for Peyton Manning. Because Peyton Manning, I had a chance to sign Peyton Manning, who's probably going to last. I'll give you one good year. He might not even make it the whole year. Tim Tebow, this is an amazing story. And it's so funny to me how they go to the playoffs, second round of the playoffs. They beat the Steelers. Nobody remembers. Nobody cares. I mean, I'm in tears right now. I literally have tears rolling down my face. I don't know what, I can't put this in words, but this is chilling. This is spine chilling. God bless you all.